Welcome to Relation Fix, the podcast dedicated to creating healthy, happy, and passionate connections with our loved ones. I'm Shayna Dubay, your host. Let's dive in. Hey there. If you have listened to this podcast, you know how hard I strive to bring you truly helpful, interesting, and inspiring content that can help you grow and improve your relationships. But you may not know so much about my work outside the podcast. I've always known that I wanted to help people, but it took me a long time to really figure out my true calling. The first day I walked into my inpatient behavioral health unit at my local community hospital, I knew that the mental health world was for me. Since that fateful day all those years ago, my journey has led me to becoming a successful therapist and life coach in my own practice. I've been helping people change their habits, mindsets, and lives for over a decade now, and it's the most fulfilling work I could have imagined. This is truly my life's calling. So for all of you out there that really want to change your life for the better and move towards feeling happier, healthier, and more fulfilled, I wanted to give you a special offer. Right now, I am offering for a limited time a package of 6 mind-body therapy and coaching sessions at 25% off just for my listeners. This is a truly great deal as I do not typically give any types of discounts to my new clients. I believe that working together can produce dramatic results and it's well worth my full fee. But I want to be able to extend a hand to more clients who need help. Also, for the months of April, May, and June of 2024, if you decide to make a full payment for all the sessions at the beginning, I will take an additional 5% off. That's 30% total. And because I truly believe that I can help you, I'm going to offer you a guarantee. If after the first session, you don't believe that I'm the person who can help you reach your potential for living a happy and fulfilling life, I will refund your money 100%. So there's actually no risk. I truly want to help people live their best lives. Let me help you too. You may email me at sdubaymbmp@gmail.com for further details. That's sdubaymbmp@gmail.com. Come and see how good life can be. We can do this together. Can't wait to see you there. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Relation Fix. I'm so glad that you've joined me today. I've spent a lot of time on this show talking about the importance of self-love and self-care and how much they impact the relationships that you have in your life. And one of the things that people ask me all the time, whether it's my clients or it's just me kind of trying to figure out my own life, is how do we actually start to love ourselves, to change the way that we think about our lives and ourselves, to believe in our own self-worth and truly find a way to live our best life? How do we do it? Not just like in theory or being inspired by something, and you all know how much I love a quote, but like in actuality, like how do we do this? And it's kind of a loaded question because I don't think that there's one thing that works for every person. People are in different places in their lives. They're in different stages of their lives. They have different values and different beliefs. But what I will say is that if you spend enough time searching for answers and reading and growing, you begin to see patterns. So I wanted to spend some time in this episode talking about a technique that many successful people understand deeply and use on a regular basis to help them live their ultimate destinies. As usual, please like, follow, comment, and share these episodes. You won't want to miss them. If you follow the podcast, you'll get a little notification that lets you know when we have new episodes coming out. We have some really amazing ones coming and some awesome guests, and you definitely will not want to miss that. So please follow us, and we will keep delivering some really good content for you. So people tend to be ritualistic, but often our habits and rituals are made up of things that we have to do or things that we think we should do. And once we get settled into our routines, especially as adults, we tend to do like the same things over and over and over again, like rote rehearsal. So we get up at the same time when our alarm goes off. We get out of bed on the same side of the bed. We take a shower, brush our teeth, get the kids to school. We drive to work on the same road, the same direction. And I actually often talk to people about, you know, have you ever driven somewhere and you've done it so many times you don't even remember driving it? And most people say yes to this, which is actually kind of like a little bit scary, but we do the same things over and over again. You get through your work day, you come home, you make dinner, you might watch, like binge watch like a little bit of TV or read a good book, and then you go to bed and you wake up the next morning, do the same thing again. This is very much an average day for most people. And I think that there is a certain level of comfort and stability in the predictability of our lives. But I don't hear a lot of people saying that they feel super happy and so fulfilled and joyful and just like feeling so blessed in their lives. I don't hear that often. And most of the time, when I think about myself and when I think about my friends I talk to or it's clients that I talk to, mostly what they say is, I want to be happy. I want to learn how to be happy, because they're not. And the moment that you say you want something, what happens is you're actually acknowledging the fact that you don't have it. But most people kind of accept that the status quo is how their life has to be or will be for many years until something else happens. I call them the like, if only people, and I've done this many times. It's like, if only this thing would happen, then I would feel happy. If only I would lose weight and then I would feel joyful. If only my partner would, you know, step up and do these things, then I would feel happy. But we don't recognize how much of that power is within us. You know, we're always waiting for something else to happen so that we can feel happy. So, you know, we retire, then I'll be able to do the things I want to do, or my kids grow up, or I make enough money, whatever thing. But what if that day doesn't come? That happens so often, or something replaces the thing you think you needed to happen in order to be happy. Or God forbid, what if you don't make it that long? We're not guaranteed a long life. We never know. We live mostly in a state of denial, which is okay. Because I think if we were constantly worrying about our own mortality, it would be very difficult for us to get anything done because we'd be scared all the time. But we're not guaranteed a long life. You know, my mom is a good example. We found out that she had cancer and 3 weeks later she died. It was just like that. And that can happen to anyone, to any of us. We don't know. So why wait? We need to make these changes now. So in my research, like when I looked at the lives of successful people, they are also people of ritual. They have habits and techniques, but their status quo often looks quite different than the average person. And when I'm talking about successful people, I'm not talking about like people who just have a lot of money or fame or, you know, are super rich or whatever, like those sort of arbitrary or superficial things that we think about success being. What I'm talking about are people who live really happy, joyful, and fulfilled lives. I mean, isn't that what it's kind of actually all about? So what are the habits of these types of people? Well, I mean, to be honest, there's a lot. There's many different things. And there's tons and tons of books that have been written about it. Some of them you might know, like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. You know, it's been around for many years. A lot of people know that book. Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss. Dale Carnegie was huge in that. And he has the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And that book has been out for decades. A newer one that's really, really good that I liked was Atomic Habits by James Clear, where he talks about creating habits and rituals and, you know, moving the needle 1%, doing a 1% change, you know, and what that can do over time. But what I really want to talk about right now is one of the most powerful things that almost every successful person does, and that's a morning ritual. A morning ritual is something that people do to get their mind, body, and spirit aligned and focused for the day, focused on empowerment and growth, a positive mindset, and living in a beautiful state. There are so many examples of people who use a morning ritual. So, you know how much I love Tony Robbins. He does this exercise called priming every single day. And it sets them up for the day. I've done this process many times, and I can honestly say that it changes my entire day. On the days that I prime first, it puts me in a state of gratitude and joy and forward progression. I feel happier. I feel more fulfilled because I started my day with my mindset and my focus moving in the direction that I actually wanted to go. Oprah Winfrey is another one. She moves her body in the morning. Then she reads and meditates, and then she journals her intention for the day. So every single day, she knows what her intentions are moving forward, where the direction that she's going. She doesn't leave it to chance or in a reaction to what's going on around her. She doesn't leave it to the status quo. She's very intentional. Tim Ferriss is another one. He is a very successful podcaster and author. He wrote The 4-Hour Workweek, which everyone should read, in my opinion. And he's amazing. So for him, his morning ritual, the thing that's most important for him is to clear his mind and space by making sure he makes his bed. There's a lot of successful people that talk about the importance of just making your bed in the morning so that you have accomplished one thing. So when you come back at the end of the day and you go to get in bed, you see that your bed is well made, it looks nice, and you can at least say, I accomplished one thing today. It like does something psychologically. So that's what he does. Julianne Hough, she meditates on 5 things she's grateful for and sets small spiritual goals for herself for the next 24 hours. She does this every morning. She sits in a quiet space and sets out her intention. And the beautiful thing about setting intentions is that the universe conspires to help you. So what our mind will do is it actually creates a checklist. It creates a direction for the things that have to be done in order to achieve this thing. So these are just a few examples, but there's endless examples of successful people getting their mind and body ready for the day. This is incredibly important as your focus is literally the single most important factor in your ability to move forward in your life in a meaningful way, to change the way that you think about things, the way that you see life. So starting a morning ritual gets your mind and body set in a positive direction right at the beginning of the day. So here's the challenge. This is what I'm tasking you with. We're going to go through this process together. I want you to create a 10-minute morning ritual that you will do every day, every single morning for 1 week. That's all I'm going to ask you to do. I would like you to do it for 30 days because I feel like it's better. And some people say, you know, 3 weeks is when it really starts to get in there and be more of a habit. So if you want to do 3 weeks, that's fine. But I want you to commit to me 7 days. That's it. If you can't give yourself 10 minutes a day for 7 days, like you really got to like restructure your life a little bit because you have to be the most important thing. Self-care and self-love has to come first because if you give everything of yourself and you don't refill your cup, you have nothing left to give, okay? So we're going to do this together. A lot of people already have morning rituals. I know there's things you do in the morning. We talked about, you know, getting up and getting ready and all those things. I know you still have to do those things, but somehow you have to pack in another 10-minute thing. Now, that might take a little bit of restructuring. It might mean getting up 10 minutes earlier, which means maybe go to bed 10 minutes earlier at night. Maybe stop watching the show that you know you want to watch. Binge watching, for me, it's like right now is like Mike and Molly. I know it's an old show, but for whatever reason, I just started watching it. And actually, it's pretty good. Just saying. But whatever, you know, whatever you're doing at night, give yourself that 10 minutes just for 1 week. So I'm going to guide you through this process of creating one for yourself. There's lots of different things you can do, but I think this is a good place to start. This is really going to be geared toward creating a positive mindset and focus, increasing self-worth, and helping you move towards authenticity and self-love. So, like, let's do this. Okay. So for those of you who can, grab a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, whatever you want to write with. I like to use colorful markers because why not? Life is short. Let's be colorful. Those of you who are driving, you can look at the timestamp or make a mental note of it so that you can kind of come back to this if you want to. Or for those of you who, you know, have a good memory and organizational skills, like, so people not like me, you can attempt to just kind of do this in your head. If you decide to stop this, make sure you really come back though. Make sure you come back and do this process with me. Okay. So we're looking to reconnect the mind, body, and spirit for 10 minutes. We will align with the universe or our higher selves or nature or God or whatever word you want to use for channeling your greatest good, your highest self. Okay. So the first thing you want to talk about is body, is your body. Number one is body. So write down body. And first and foremost, we need to move our bodies in some way. So you can choose anything that appeals to you. Maybe it's something you already do, or you can choose a new one. Try one of these ones that I'm talking about and we'll see. So you want to write down body and then 3 to 5 ways that you enjoy moving your body. So like if you do yoga on a regular basis, put down yoga. If you meditate, put down meditation. If you like different breathing techniques, there are like literally a million breathing techniques. You can do the fire breath, squared breathing, deep belly breathing, flutter breath. There's all sorts of different things that you can do with breathing. And the beauty of breathing is it activates your vagus nerve, which is the thing that helps us calm down. It's this big giant nerve down the center of our body that helps us calm down and focus. And the easiest way to access that vagus nerve is through your breath. And it's in your body, which is what you want. You want to engage your body because it's about reconnection. Your mind and your body and your spirit all need to be reconnected. You can do the superhero stance. I think I've talked about superhero stance in other episodes, but it's basically where you stand like Superman or Wonder Woman for like 2 minutes, right? And it's, you know, feet shoulder width apart, hands on your hips, chest up, head up, very confident, very empowered, feeling good, feeling your self-worth, heart open, chest open. You want to like, if you had to imitate Batman or Superman or Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel, if you had to imitate one of them, what would they look like? Do that for 2 minutes. And actually, there's so much interesting research on how much that helps actually to change your mindset and your physiology. Something happens in your nervous system. Because if you think about the posture and the way that we sit and stand, if we're stressed, we're often closed down. Our backs are curved forward. We tend to be, you know, hunched over. You know, when people don't feel well or are very upset, they tend to be like in the fetal position, really closed down. So this is the opposite. This is like chest up, heart open, right? This is superhero stance. And you do that for like 2 minutes. You can do, if you're a big fan of Grey's Anatomy, like I am, you can do a 30-second dance party. You know, put on a song that makes you feel amazing, that makes you feel happy, that makes you feel jazzed. I love music. And that is often one of my go-tos. If I'm feeling really good, like I want to listen to something that makes me feel really happy. So put on a song like that and move your body. You can do shaking and dancing. You can go for a walk. You could just do like a 5-minute walk around the block. You can go stand out in your yard and put your feet on the ground and soak up the energy, but engage your body in some way. So write down 3 to 5 ways that you enjoy moving your body, or maybe some ways that you want to try to move your body that you haven't. So write those down. Okay. Number 2 is our focus. And we talked a little bit about focus earlier, but our focus really is the most powerful tool that we have. We tend to focus oftentimes on what's wrong and how to fix it. We focus a lot on our problems. and we focus on our beliefs about ourselves, about other people and our loved ones, about life, about the world, about the state of things. I can't tell you how many conversations I have about politics and the state of the world and, you know, wars and all of these really hard negative things, which makes sense because our brain is like looking for danger, right? That's what our survival brain does. It doesn't care about us being happy, gives no F's about whether or not we're happy. It's looking for the things that we have to be scared of, the things that are dangerous, the things that are uncomfortable, the things that are difficult. And so it's easy to kind of focus on those things. And if those thoughts, if our beliefs, if our identity that we have about ourselves, if our values, if those things are powerful and kind and joyful and compassionate and happy, then that's where our focus will be. And that will be the experience that we have of our lives. But if our focus is on our limiting beliefs, why we would never measure up, what's wrong with us or other people or life, or what's wrong with this group or these people over here, what's wrong with them? They're making my life bad. Our focus often turns negative and very limiting, and we feel disempowered. Our brains see in the world and experience in the world what we focus on the most. We don't even notice most of the time the amazing things that we have in life. By far, more things go right in a day than go wrong. By far. We just don't recognize it because it's part of our everyday status quo. We're in these habit loops where we don't even have to be conscious. That's how we can drive somewhere and not even recognize that we drove there. We're not paying attention, right? We have to train ourselves to see and think differently. So under number two, you write focus. And I want you to think of 3 to 5 ways that you can direct your focus in a more positive and empowering way. So some really good examples. We heard Julianne Hough. She does 5 gratitudes in the morning. So maybe gratitudes, 3 to 5 things that you feel grateful for, deeply grateful for. Maybe some happy moments, moments in your life where you were laughing so hard, you couldn't, you know, your belly hurt. Maybe you felt like you were living a sacred life. So blessed moments, moments you felt connected to the universe, connected to the people around you, moments you felt loved and connected. Focus on those moments. Affirmations. That's always a really good way to go. Louise Hay, who is one of my favorite mind-body people, she loved affirmations. Those were mantras or sayings and beliefs like, I love myself. I'm worthy of love and belonging. I am kind. I am compassionate. Abundance comes to me easily and frequently. I am a leader. I am financially free. I feel loved every day of my life. These are powerful things. Our words have meaning. And if you listen to people talk, you will know how they feel because we say it. We talk about it. We say it. You will understand that person's thoughts and beliefs if we listen. And so we can have those things be a reaction to our life, or we can direct our focus. We don't have to just wait and see what our mind wants to think. We can direct it purposefully towards the things that actually help us live our best lives, help us love ourselves more, help us be kinder, more connected, feel loved. The things that are bad in life are always going to be there. And so are all the things that are really good. So direct yourself, right? So that's number two. So we have moving our body. We have shifting our focus. The third thing is emotions. This is the thing that's really important. You need to feel it. Thoughts are the language of the mind. Emotions are the language of the body. You need to connect those two things together. So feel it. If you sit there and say, I had a really good walk in the woods with my dogs. I'm grateful for that time. I don't feel the emotion behind that. And it's okay. It's good to have that thought. But if you say to somebody, I just want you to think positive, and they say positive things, but they don't feel it, it doesn't have power. It doesn't change things because there's no truth there. There's always things to be grateful for. And so feel the joy, feel the happiness. So if I'm talking about walking in the woods with my dogs, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to think about it. I'm going to feel that moment. I'm going to put myself in that place. I'm going to visualize and feel the sun warm on my face. I'm going to feel the path under my feet. I'm going to hear my dogs running in the woods and having such a good dog life. I'm going to look at my dog, Uma, who's like ran up and is now covered in water from the stream that she went in, shaking with her tongue hanging out, looking like she's smiling at me. And my other dog, Amiko, just running around and chasing each other and just having a really good time. I'm going to put myself in that moment and I'm going to feel the joy of that, that I have strong legs that allow me to walk and move through life, that I can be out there, that I have eyes to see all the beauty of the woods, that I can connect with Mother Earth. That's like being in that moment. You want to feel it. Feel that love. Feel that connection. If it's something you want to look towards, things that you want to achieve in your life. So, you know, one of the things that we talked about was our bodies, our relationship with our bodies and weight. So if you know you want to transform your body, you have to see yourself already there, already strong, already fit, already feeling good, already full of energy. See that already accomplished. How are you going to feel? Who are you going to talk to? What are the things you're going to do every day? What does it feel like to be in that powerful body? And continue to build it up in you. Build it up further and further. Don't just think the thought. When you're thinking of negative things, if let's say you're worrying about something that's going to happen, like let's say you're going to get called into your boss's office and they say, hey, tomorrow I want to talk to you in the morning. You don't know what's going to happen, but automatically we don't tend to worry about the things that could go right, right? We tend to worry about things that are going to go wrong. So all this time you're thinking about it and you have the thought, but you have the feeling too. Which is why it's so powerful, because you're like, oh God, why do they want to call me in there? What's going to happen? What did I do wrong? What are all the things that could happen? Am I going to get fired? Is what, you know, what am I going to do? It's not just the thoughts, the feelings are there. That's why it's so powerful. We can do the same thing the opposite way too. You have to do both things. Feel those feelings. Pay attention to your language. See things already accomplished. Feel those feelings in those moments, happy, blessed moments. Leave all your doubts aside about yourself just for that 10 minutes. Just do it for the 10 minutes. This is the reconnection of your mind, body, and spirit. This is how you do it. Life is a spiritual game. Remember that. So those are kind of the three steps of creating a morning ritual. So I want to give you an example. So I'm going to say I have morning rituals that I already like, but I'm just going to pick and choose so that you can kind of see how this would work. So my example is I'm going to choose for my body. I'm going to choose to do deep belly breathing, right? So I'm going to do 2 minutes of deep belly breathing. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to be in my body, bringing in all the sensations. I'm going to be fully present in the moment. I'm going to fill my lungs with air. I'm breathing in through my nose, out through my mouth. Joseph Goldstein, the amazing meditation coach, would say, sit and know you're sitting. How many times have you sat down and not even noticed the chair underneath you? Feel the chair underneath you. Feel the ground under your feet. Feel the air temperature. Notice any sounds or smells or touches. Notice anything that's around you. And then you breathe and you feel the air go in through your nostrils, down your trachea, down into your lungs and fill your belly, swells up and then retracts. Feel that for 2 minutes. Be fully in your body, fully engaged. Stay in the moment, right? So that's my first thing. I'm going to engage my body by doing this 2 minutes of deep belly breathing, really fully present in the moment. So it's almost like a deep belly breathing meditation space, right? But I'm pulling my body into this process. I'm moving my body in some way. The second things I'm going to do is three gratitudes or three blessings. So I'm going to do 3 minutes of things I'm grateful for. And I'm going to probably do 1 minute for each thing, right? So number one, I talked about walking in the woods with my dogs, right? So I'm going to feel those feelings. What was it like? You know, what did I love about it? How did I reconnect? I'm going to think the thoughts and I'm going to feel the feelings of gratitude. My second one is singing in the car with my daughter. Beautiful day, windows open, music playing, the two of us singing, our hair blowing. I'm going to be in that moment. I'm already getting choked up, right? Because it's such a beautiful moment. Because life is those little moments. Those are the things to be grateful for. Like, big things happen in our lives and we want to feel joy and happiness because of those things, but it's the small moments that make so much of the difference, right? But like, sitting with my daughter, being able to look over at her, and here we are, like driving and singing and just having this little moment of time, and that emotion comes and I feel that moment. And then my third would be, I just went on a vacation to Canada to see the eclipse with my amazing group of friends who are just the most wonderful people I've ever met. And just so kind and supportive and really like family. And I remember sitting out on the deck and we're watching this happen and we're talking about it. And then the totality came and it was so dark and cold. And we got to look up and see this amazing event. And we were all there to experience this together. So the love and the connection and the gratitude of being in that space with them, feel all of that. Think the thoughts, remember the thoughts, and feel the feeling, right? And I feel it down to my toes. I feel the deep gratitude for those moments, okay? So I've done my breathing, I've done my gratitudes, and then I'm going to do some affirmations. Tony Robbins loves to call them incantations. He's not a big fan of affirmations, but whatever works for you. So I'm going to do 2 minutes of affirmations. I'm going to pick a single affirmation. So I'm going to do, I love myself fully and unconditionally. You can do, I'm worthy of love and belonging. You can do, abundance comes to me easily and frequently. Pick one. Pick one that feels like the thing that you're attempting to shift for yourself, right? So I'm going to choose, I love myself fully and unconditionally. And I'm going to say it over and over again. I love myself fully and unconditionally. I love myself fully and unconditionally. And I'm going to feel it. What does love feel like? And even if I have trouble feeling it for myself, I understand what love feels like because I love others. That love that I feel for my daughter when we're driving around the car, what does that feel like? And I'm going to direct it to myself. I love myself fully and unconditionally. I love myself fully and unconditionally. I love myself fully and unconditionally. And feel that. Open your heart. Say it again and again. That's for your 2 minutes, right? And then I kind of like to finish up a little bit with a thank you to the universe. Thank you for letting me do this. Thank you for filling my life with grateful things. Thank you for helping me move forward. Thank you for helping me learn and grow. You just can say thank you. You could do a little namaste. You could just smile. You know, you could finish with a beautiful smile on your face and then carry these moments with you throughout the day. So now that you have this ritual for yourself, you've chosen a way to move your body, a way to shift your focus, and a way to pull your emotions up. That's what you want to hit. You want to pull those emotions in a beautiful way, and then finish with something that seals that happiness for you, that seals that gratitude in. So you want to do this every day, 10 minutes, every day for 1 week, okay? And then I want you to see how you feel. So on day 7, or you can do it the morning of day 8 if you want to, but on day 7, see how you feel. Did it help? Do you feel like those days were any easier to get through? You're still going to have challenges. You're still going to have problems. Like, it's not a panacea. It doesn't make everything go away, but it helps you shift. It helps you believe in your ability to move forward. It helps you in your ability to believe that life is happening for you and not to you. Were there parts about the morning ritual that you really loved? Were there parts you didn't like, if anything? Is there something that you would change? And what I would ask you to do is to reassess. Now, if you feel like this didn't help you at all, get rid of it. Get rid of it and replace it with something else. Try something different. Maybe instead of doing deep belly breathing, you're going to go for a walk. Maybe instead of doing gratitudes, you're going to do goals. Maybe instead of doing affirmations, you're going to do a meditation. Try some different things. Change things up a little bit. Find the thing that works for you. I love to do EFT tapping, but my best friend thinks it's crapola and hates it. So I would not recommend to her to do tapping. It doesn't work for her. She has to find the thing that works for her. And that's what this process is about. Maybe your process in the morning is going to be journaling and having a cup of tea. Maybe your process is having a hot steam shower and then taking 5 minutes to meditate in a chair. Maybe your process is going to be to read something that's educational or leads you to personal growth. This is your decision. It doesn't have to be anything specific. This is really about you. This is about tailoring it to you. So take some time and try some things, but you have to give it a shot. You can't do it one time and say, oh, well, that doesn't work for me. Give it some time. That's why I'm saying do it for a week. I would really love to hear about your experiences. If you can find us on social media, I have the links. I'll put the links to all of these books and rituals and things that I talked about in the show notes. If you find us on social media, we're on Instagram, we have email, we're on TikTok, we are on Facebook. There's a lot of different places that you can find us, though the links to those things are also in the show notes. Let me know how it went. Let me know what you think about it. Is it all hogwash? Or did you feel something? Did you feel something shift? I'd love to know. I hope that this was really helpful in giving you a practical technique for moving yourself forward. And I really wish you the best. Keep going, keep striving, do the things, do the work. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. I hope you're all well. See you next time.
If you want to share your experience, write a comment or contact us on Instagram at RelationFixPod or email us at RelationFixPodcast@gmail.com and tell us about it. All this information will be available in the show notes as well. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, and share it with your loved ones.